The Great Recession is echoing through Capitol hallways as lawmakers write next year's state budget.
Line 73 is a $50,000 reduction to the expenses category within the Bureau of Unclaimed Property.
Adam Keith of the House staff walks the committee through the proposed budget for the Department of Financial Services.
The next page, page 9, line 74 represents a reduction of 4 FTE and $204,000 in budget authority from the Employee Assistance Program within the Division of Workers' Compensation.
The Great Recession ravaged Florida's economy. Governor Rick Scott's $66 billion spending proposal for next year is roughly the same amount of money Florida collected in taxes and spent in 2005. The state's chief economists say analysts had to go back decades to find comparable drops in consumer spending and tax collection numbers. For next year, they predict Florida will have a budget shortfall of more than $1 billion. That means committee chairs are on the search to identify savings and where they can cut spending. Pinellas Representative Ed Hooper leads the Government Operations Committee. He decides the fate of the budget for departments like the lottery, financial services, and revenue.
Well, it's always a difficult budget. That's in my 6 years, that's all I've known is difficult budgets and reductions. But the only positive thing, I think, is it really, as each budget process comes forward, it really makes us direct our attention, and rightfully so, on what is our core mission.
Hooper presented his plan to the full committee Tuesday morning. The group has more than $219 million to spend on about a dozen state departments and offices.
We've allocated $10.3 million in the budget for the repairs and maintenance of state facilities. We need about $100 million, but we allocated $10.3 million. We'll improve those as we have the funding available. The reductions totaling $24.6 million in the budget means that 208 positions are eliminated.
Hooper added that most of the positions are vacant, but as many as 73 state employees are slated to lose their jobs. Pembroke Pines Representative Joe Gibbons is the ranking Democratic member on the committee.
We really took advantage of streamlining some different agencies and combining some agencies, especially in the area of IT, where we realized some savings.
IT is information technology, and it is the one bright area the committee members say is in their proposed budget. The panel voted to create a one-stop business registration site on the Internet. Gibbons says it will cut the time it takes a business to get state permits to operate.
It makes us more customer-friendly, which is the object of the game, so that customers or constituents actually see an improvement in services, and it makes us a lot easier to deal with as an entity that people have to come to in order to get licenses, etc.
The committee found $3 million for phase one of the project. The bill directs the Department of Revenue to have the site up by January 2013. It would allow residents to complete and submit applications for various registrations, licenses, and permits. Representative Hooper says it is the most exciting idea he has seen in 6 years at the Capitol.
Call one number, I'm done, and I can get on about making my business successful instead of sitting for 2 days phoning each agency, restaurant and hotel, DBPR, sales tax, all those agencies, the Department of Health, all those agencies that you have to spend time and energy and have a lawyer review the. This is probably the most exciting thing to me the state government has transferred itself to in my 6 years in the legislature.
The panel adopted the one-stop business proposal as a committee bill. It was filed as House Bill 5505 late Tuesday morning and is waiting to be scheduled for its next committee stop. For WFSU-FM, I'm James Call.